a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time to get outside. This is KSL Outdoors,
brought to you by Bear River Lodge.
2 hours of stories and information on hunting, fishing, and high adventure. KSL Outdoors with Tim Hughes on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Navin Omskis went to grab a bite to eat. He'll be back with us for some fish bites coming up here in just a minute. Bob Grove will also jump back in. Next hour, we'll take it to the Mighty Five. There are some reservations that have been added to the mix, which, fingers crossed, are going to help things in places like Arches National Park, where they were actually, for most of last year, closing that park down at 9, 10 o'clock in the morning when most people were just getting in line to get through the gate. Bob was just there with a tour from with people from all over the country, so I'm interested on what his experience was, and we'll see how the idea is working. It's something they're going to carry on through, I think, mid-fall, late fall, through October this year, but I'll let Bob tell you more about that as we go road tripping. This program, week in and week out, sponsored by the Cabins at Bear River Lodge and Trax Power Sports Rentals. My buddy Roger Eggett is back with us. You've got a mud bogging trip coming up next week, but I'm sure you didn't expect having to do that mud work in the parking lot where you're putting cabins in. That looked like fun this week.
You know, Tim, we have had more snow and rain than, well, actually not even rain, just snow in the past couple months, and you can imagine. So Thursday morning, we wake up to 4 inches of snow at the cabin.
Wow.
So it's coming down. I know the water situation has got to be improving because we're receiving the snow.
I've got some backcountry ski buddies that posted some pictures. It had to be Tuesday morning. That storm passed through here, or Monday night, Tuesday. There was 15 new inches of snow at Snowbird and Alta up Little Cottonwood Canyon, believe it or not.
I believe it. You know, I got a call from one of our outfitters. He is setting up a big event in June up in Wyoming. He called me Monday morning and said, can I rent some snowmobiles? So we delivered 4 snowmobiles to him Monday morning in May.
What a nice guy you are.
It was for money.
Okay. Well, you're still a nice guy. He could have come picked him up. You didn't need to deliver him. But that's a good example of the service that you provide for people. You know, you don't want everybody doing that. Like the guys that came from back east and took a helicopter ride right to your parking lot. That's kind of service I'm talking about right there. But let's talk about families, the reason why you got behind all of this. And it really was because you as a dad, and it sounds like a Walt Disney story on how he decided to build Disneyland, but you as a dad decided that you wanted to have a place that now looks a whole lot like the Bear River Lodge so that you could make some memories with your kids.
That is absolutely correct. We built this whole thing for families. So whether it was the swimming pool, you know, kids playing in that pool all summer long is a lot of fun. But my favorite thing is going down to the fishing ponds and seeing kids catch fish. There is nothing more fun than watching those kids catch fish. So whether and the hiking and the walking along the river, but just for families to get together and enjoy the outdoors, it is to me a high priority.
I've told you, and I've told this story many times on the air, that if I ask my kids who have been spoiled their entire lives, and now they've got their own kids, so they're older, but if I ask them about some of their best memories as far as vacations go, two things. One was Lake Powell. Because they love the boats, obviously, but just getting away. The other is coming up to the cabins, and both for the same reason. It is because you put the technology down. You leave your phones at home. You don't have your iPad. You don't need a computer. This idea of just getting on a trail somewhere and playing with the bugs is kind of a lost art.
Yeah, you know, I have memories of your family out there in the woods. I remember coming across you guys on a snowmobile trip one year. You were out there on a tubing hill, just going crazy, going down that tubing hill and playing. And I remember our snowmobile rides with your family. So those things do create memories and experiences, and that's what we're trying to create at Bear River Lodge.
And part of what's fun for you, how many years I've forgotten, 25 now?
25th. This is my 25th summer.
Yeah, so you started Bear River Lodge the same year Becky and I got married, which is crazy because our 25th anniversary is coming up. But through those years now, you've seen little kids then become teenagers, then become adults, and now they have kids of their own and they're coming back. That must be kind of a kick for you too.
And that is an absolutely true statement. I've watched kids grow up, especially in our Sir Kevin Ownership Program, where their families bought in years ago. I've watched them grow up, get married, have kids of their own, and bring their kids. So it's been fun to develop those relationships and watch them grow. And, you know, one of the things, is maybe a little off topic, but one of the things that's fun is to watch the kids come and stay in a cabin, and they think that this is their family cabin or whatever, and they run to their favorite spots. And they build this little teepee that's outside the cabins. And I would bet 200 kids think they're the owners and builders of that teepee.
Well, as a matter of fact, if you get down to it in brass tacks, they are the owners of that because this is a deedable, yeah. It's a deedable piece of property. And when you talk about families, moms and dads, as we get older, that deed to the property actually will be transferred to your kids and their kids.
Right. It is deeded property, and it's fun. And it's fun to watch those kids grow up and create memories. And that's what it truly is all about, creating memories to last a lifetime. That's our slogan, and that's what we stick by.
I was thinking with the track side of it, tracks, power sports, rentals, how many more families could have more memories, make more memories, if they could afford to have all of the toys to play in the outdoors. But if you've invested in a snowmobile, for instance, or if you've invested in a side-by-side, that's it. And, you know, until those payments are made, until the repairs are done, until the insurance is paid, you just don't get to go out and play. Unless you rent and let Trax Power Sports take care of all those things for you, it makes more of those memories possible.
It does. So whether you're looking to go, like you said, to Lake Powell, you know, we rent boats or personal watercraft or go dirt biking in the desert or take the sand rails that we rent out to the desert or go up to the mountains and ride the side-by-sides and ATVs. Just come explore the outdoors. We live in such a beautiful state. It's just incredible to get out there and enjoy the outdoors. And the Uintas are clearly my favorite. And, you know, this time of year to see all those animals come back in, it's just get out and enjoy the nature and the beautiful outdoors.
Hard to believe that this weekend puts us halfway through May already with Memorial Day coming up in a few weeks. Next weekend, you're going to be out with your trail ride, and that's going to be a lot of fun. You still looking for people to come join you?
Hey, we have over 50 families signed up for the Trax ride next Saturday. It is going to be incredible. We're going to go out and find snow and mud. And if you have your own machine, bring it. Meet us at Bear River Lodge, 9 o'clock Saturday morning, the 21st. If you want a machine, we'll rent you one that day half off so you can come join our group ride. And it's going to be a spectacular ride. We're going to send you photos. You'll see lots of great memories being made next Saturday.
It is CYO. I got to get this right. CYOM. Clean your own machine. which the last time we were up there, those memories just showed up. Speaking of memories, those just showed up on Facebook. You know how they pop them in from a year ago, 2 years ago, 3 years ago. And
right.
We got into so much mud that it took us probably 2 good hours to clean them up afterwards. But hopefully we did a good job.
Well, you can be a machine cleaner anytime you want, Tim. Just come on and help us.
Yeah, I kind of have a day job, but even then I'm not sure I'd take the job, particularly if somebody had ridden them as hard as we did that day. All right, so if they want more information about Bear River Lodge to start making those memories today, the cabins at Bear River Lodge, just go to bearriverlodge.com and tell them where to get the information about Trax.
They can go to TraxPowerSports.com, TraxPowerSports.com, or if they want to join us on a ride next Saturday, it's absolutely free. Bring your own machine. We're giving away lots of fun gifts and swag. Go to TraxRides.com, TraxRides.com, and sign up, and we'll see you next Saturday.
You know what else is coming up in 2 weeks?
Memorial Day.
No, just before Memorial Day. I hope you still have this on your calendar. We're looking forward to getting Becky and I getting together with you and Jamie. And I'm going to I'm checking off something on my bucket list. We're going to go see the Eagles in concert at Vivint Arena.
Well, that'll be fun. Let's do it.
All right. Hopefully you haven't planned another road trip and changed your mind, but I need somebody to help pay for those tickets. Roger.
Let's do it.
Thank you, as always. Roger Eggert from Bear River Lodge, BearRiverLodge.com, and Trax Power Sports Rentals. We'll take a break. We'll go fishing next. Navidovskis has some fish bites for us.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent. It was senseless. And I will never understand it. I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bubba had a dream, Bubba had a wish, to find himself a woman that loved the fish. One day at the tackle shop, his dream came true, and now for everyone he catches,
she catches too.
Hey, Bubba.
Hey, Bubba.
She fishes better than you.
One more time, hey, Bubba.
Hey, Bubba.
There you go.
She fishes better than you.
She says, you bring home the bacon, I'll bring home the bass.
We can't play that on the radio. Welcome back. Time for a little fish bites this morning. Before you jump in, Navidovskis, let me just throw this out there. I thought this was cool. The DWR actually has put up some information. If you've ever wondered how daily fishing limits are set and why they sometimes vary from body to body, or how they determine what types of fish get stocked, where, and how many are stocked, or why they aim for particular stocking dates through the year, they have put up some information about their strategies and fishing regulations to keep the fisheries healthy in the state. And you just go to, and actually it may even be from a third party, you go to go.usa.gov and just search that out. Information is available for all of the statistics on why they do that, not just here in Utah, but elsewhere. I think it's pretty cool stuff. Randy Opplinger is, of course, the sport fish coordinator, and he put together some of this stuff on projections and combating continued drought. We talked about how they're changing their stocking as it relates to water and shortage of water, just because they don't want to waste money and time or fish lives doing that. So look that up. I've put a link on our Facebook page if you want to do it. All right. Tell us about your trip last week.
Yeah, I had the float tube class. We went to East Canyon, and of course, there's been a lot of press about East Canyon right now. And we didn't go the week before because they had that fishing tournament there. So we went the week after, and we did quite well. Last week was a lot of fun. My people caught fish. I actually have two without. I had two zeros. I didn't know that till we got back to class, or I'd have found them out and helped them. But we were catching them in about. Well, some were getting them at 15 feet. I was getting them at 30 feet. So I was down quite deep. And it depended on what color you used, what depth you were at. Okay, so purple worked.
Well, before you get started, were you surprised they were that deep this early?
No. Yeah, they go with the inclines, whatever they like. They hover at the – that's not that deep. I mean, it's 30 feet is pretty normal for a lake, frankly. But look, they're definitely slow at that level. So we were going quite slow. If you were fishing in the higher stretches, the higher columns, faster was better. But if you were going to the lower columns, slower was better. The water temperatures are, you know, much lower, and so they're, you know, a slower retrieve is much better. The reason why they're at that level is that's where the feed is, you see. So if they're deeper, they're slower. If they're higher, they're faster. Every one of these fish were in the air, though. I mean, this strain that they got in the East Canyon right now, these guys go right from where you hook them at 30 feet straight to the surface and up and up and up and up and up. Like, they don't stop jumping. They're really strong. We caught we caught 128.
Ooh.
All of them rainbows. I know this because I have class and we do a count, okay? So it's not like some random number I came across.
Yeah.
There was 20 of us, 21 of us, actually. One came very late. But anyway, so we just do how many we caught, and that's what it was. Look, red and purple are your colors. We got a few of them on black. And very interestingly, the smallies were out. So everybody, not everybody, but a lot of people, as they went back to shore to get quit, you know, or they go in towards shore and they leave their line out, they all got smallmouth. So the smallmouth has always been good fishing at East Canyon. People don't really know this. If I'm fishing for smallmouth, I use a different pattern. But what I do is I get about 12, 15 yards offshore and cast to the bank, and literally on the bank, in the 2-inch part of water, and then strip it back, pop it kind of suddenly. Those smallmouth are a blast if you haven't caught smallies. We were getting them on purple because we were throwing purple for the rainbows. I use a different color, the crawdad colors, olive right now, but eventually that'll turn to maroon, and then even red late. But what we were getting them on was the leeches. I have a pattern I call a purple freeloader, which is basically a parasite, just a small purple parasite. And then a red leech, which I call the Khmer Rouge. Those were by far our best patterns. We had a lot of fun. It was a beautiful day. Wind, we contended with wind. Nothing is worse on the lake than wind in a float tube. It just really inhibits your catch rate.
Yeah.
And makes it a lot of work. We're out again this week. This is our last week. I'm not telling you where we're going, but I will next week. I'll tell you what they're taking. But if you don't know where to go this week, go to East Canyon. It's fishing great. Strawberry's fishing good, too.
Yeah.
East Canyon is a little safer.
Well, here's what I know about you. You probably took it personal that somebody went home without a fish because you hate
that.
Two
of them.
Yeah, you hate that. But I'm sure they're going to get on some fish soon because of
your help.
Oh, yeah,
I've got them in my radar. I'm going right with them first few minutes.
That's what I thought. All right, and is it something we can share and not lose our broadcast license for you to tell us how you came up with a purple freeloader?
Yeah, well, it's a parasite. I learned about it in Yellowstone. Parasites will latch onto the fish, and they're actually a gray color, but when they suck the blood out of the fish, they turn a purple or even a red hue.
Ah.
And then as you knock them off, I knock them off in the net, I always do. You watch the fish look down deep as it sinks. The fish are just coming out of nowhere to gobble those.
Okay.
So the fish love the parasites when they fall off the fish. And that's why I developed that pattern.
I love it. All right, now we stand down. We've got to get news at the top of the hour on the other side, and Bob's going to come back with us. On the other side, we're going to talk cougars in the state of Utah. Always look forward to talking with Darren DuBois. Going to help us be safe out there if you're a hiker, a jogger, a biker. You've no doubt seen them, or at least they've seen you. Speaking of the cougars, you just didn't know they were out there because they're so darn quiet. That's next, hour number two, just ahead here on KSL. If you don't.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on kslpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.